ChrisBell.com. I am Tim Jones. Chris Bell is on the line, calling into our podcast studio from campaign headquarters. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm great, thanks. So you made a big announcement to your supporters this morning. Tell us about it.
Well, as you know, over the past 6 months, I've literally traveled all across Texas exploring the race for governor, talking to people about how they would respond to such an announcement, and it was a true exploratory effort. There were some questions that I needed to answer before I could feel comfortable committing myself to a race as big as the race for governor in Texas. Some of it was personal. Was Allison going to be healthy enough to join me in this quest, and was my family really ready for this fight? And some of the questions that I needed answers to were, of course, political. Can a Democrat win in Texas? Are Texas Democrats ready for someone who wants to run a different kind of campaign? And so this morning I let my friends and supporters know that I've answered those questions, and I've decided to run for governor of the great state of Texas, and I'm very excited to be able to make that announcement at this time.
Wow, that is exciting news. It's interesting that for an announcement this big, you've decided to tell your supporters first through email rather than telling the media first and letting your supporters find out through them. That's pretty unusual for a political campaign.
Well, people better get used to that, because I think it's going to be an unusual campaign. I want this to be a different kind of campaign, one that honestly and actively engages the grassroots, because if we don't do that, then we're going to continue to lose in the state of Texas. The grassroots supporters who've been signing up on ChrisBell.com are going to be the engine that drives this campaign, and I really felt that I owed it to them to let them know the big news first. They've indulged this exploratory effort with a great deal of patience. I told people that I would try to let them know by the end of July what my intentions were, and we've honored that timetable, but I appreciate people's patience, and so it was with a lot of pride and excitement that I let them know the good news this morning.
So what is next for the campaign?
Well, the formal announcement will take place in a couple of weeks on August 14th. That's a Sunday, and Alice and I are inviting all of our supporters to join us at a rally in Austin on that afternoon, Sunday, August 14th. And right now it's slated to take place at 2 p.m. That's where we'll formally launch the campaign and really lay out my vision for the state of Texas and the fight that we have ahead of us. And if anyone needs details about that rally or more information, they need to sign up or visit chrisbell.com/launch.
Can you give our listeners a sneak preview of what we're going to hear on August 14th? What are the big issues that we're going to build this campaign around?
Well, obviously, we're going to keep talking a lot about education. It's the topic that continually comes up wherever I happen to be in the Lone Star State. And one of the most interesting parts of this exploratory period was traveling around the state and discovering that the frustrations that I felt as a parent of two public school children are shared by many parents and teachers all across Texas. The Enron-style accountability that people have heard me talk about that really works to cover up the nation's highest dropout rate. Test-based curriculums that are leaving our children less prepared, not better prepared, for college. Many kids who are fortunate enough to go to college having to seek remedial help during their first year there. Crisis in teacher retention here in the state of Texas, because we pay our teachers so little and then treat them like practice test monitors rather than the educators that they are. We need to have the best schools in the country, schools that can prepare our kids for the 21st century. And if someone like Bill Gates is telling governors all across the nation that our high schools are failing to produce the kind of minds that we'll need to stay on top in the next century, maybe we should be listening. Maybe we should be engaging in a real conversation with each other about how we can fix our schools. We're also going to be talking about the fact that budgets are moral documents. That's the message that I've tried to spread wherever I've gone in Texas. People are going to have to wake up to that fact that there are human and moral consequences attached to the fiscal decisions that are being made in Austin. If you cut the budget for child protective services, more children are going to die as a result of abuse and neglect. If you concentrate solely on budget cuts, then kids are going to be cut off the children's health insurance program, and kids of deserving parents aren't going to have access to health insurance. And of course, we're going to keep talking about real ethics reform, as I like to say, not sooner, not later, but without delay. We need real ethics reform in the state of Texas, and especially in the governor's office, where the current occupant of that office has set up a revolving door where people cycle on and off the retainers of state contractors and then back into the governor's office. We need real campaign finance reform, limiting the amount that individuals and political action committees can contribute to campaigns. Those are the types of ethical reforms that I'm going to work for as governor.
Now, we've seen Governor Rick Perry having a lot of trouble getting his programs passed through the legislature. If you win, how would you govern differently to bring lawmakers together and get things done?
Well, this really relates to the idea of the new mainstream that I've been talking about out on the trail. People always say, what is that? And I think that the Republican Party has done a good job of convincing folks that to be part of the mainstream in our society, then you have to be part of the Republican Party. Mm. Well, that's not true. There's a new mainstream growing in the state of Texas that shares a much more optimistic vision of where we can take our state and recognizes that we really need to begin lifting each other up. The new mainstream is the disaffected majority of Texans who know that Rick Perry couldn't lead a silent prayer, much less a state government. And this new mainstream cuts across party lines and rejects old divisions in favor of common ground and common sense solutions. Rick Perry's problem is that he wants to institute Washington-style governing in Austin. He wants to, and that means he wants to put partisanship and special interest above all else, and that's just not a system that works. It's a recipe for gridlock. If we really want to solve some of the big problems that are facing our state, we're going to have to come together and stop pretending that what we're doing is working, because it's obviously not. The status quo clearly isn't working, and we need new ideas and new voices. And at the end of the day, we need new leadership, and that's why I'm running for governor.
Well, that's exciting news. Thanks so much, Congressman Bell.
Well, thank you. We're excited here, and we're ready to get started.
You can learn more about the August 14th launch at chrisbell.com/launch. Thanks a lot. Good talking with you.
Good talking to you.